This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 424 and a quarter, down 18 and three quarters. September corn, 418 and three quarters, down 23 and a half. December corn, 425 and a quarter, down 22. July soybeans, 14 and a half, down 31 and a half. August soybeans, 1329 and three quarters, down 48 and a quarter. September soybeans, 1193 and three quarters, down 72 and a quarter. July wheat, 564 and three quarters, down 20 and a half. September wheat, 577 and a half, down 16 and a quarter. December wheat, 598 and a quarter, down 14 and a half. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were sharply lower on Monday afternoon. This morning's USDA report said that corn stocks were more than a third higher than they were a year ago, which shows that the demand for corn was weakening. A new record bean planting is being set this year, with plantings 11% higher than last year. Even though the old crop bean stocks are down, commercial buyers are looking at a large fall harvest. Wheat prices followed corn down to lower values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 19 to 22 cents at 404 to 423. Soybean bids were down 31 cents at 1381 to 1407. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn down 23 cents at 403 to 423. Soybean bids were down 45 to 48 cents at 1379 to 1407. In the southern part of the state, shell corn was 17 to 24 cents lower at 412 to 441. Soybeans were down 31 to 45 cents at 1375 to 1417. Wheat bids were down 22 to 32 cents at 519 to 549. Now from the Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids, they were down 43 to 48 cents at 1410 to 1440, with the basis steady to 5 higher at 80 to 110 over the August. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 478.30 to 498.30 a ton, which was down $11.50, with the basis unchanged at 20 to 40 over the July. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were down 24 to 26 cents at 422 to 439, with the basis unchanged to 2 lower at 3 to 20 over the September. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their corn bids down 21 to 22 cents at 427 to 432, with the basis down 2 to 3 cents at 3 to 8 over the July. Soybeans ended 36 to 38 cents lower at 14 even to 14.15, with the basis 4 to 6 lower at 8 under to 14 over the July. Wheat prices down 11 to 22 cents at 560 to 566, with the basis mixed at 5 under to 1 over the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids down 23 to 26 cents at 444 to 450. These elevators dropped their soybean prices 31 cents with quotations of 1431 to 1432. Soft wheat closed down 22 to 23 cents at 592 to 594. And Milo ended the day 18 to 19 cents lower at 437 to 450. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from $3.87 to $4. Soybeans, $11.17 to $11.44. In the central part of the state, corn was $3.92 to $4.05, and soybeans, $11.25 to 11:39. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 3.79 to 4.12, and soybeans were 11.28 to 11.48. Wheat ranged from 5.19 to 5.49. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 153, up 75 cents. August live cattle, 150.07, down $1.05. October live cattle, 153.12, down $1.22. August feeder cattle, 212.77, down $1.15. September feeder cattle, 214, down 19 cents. October feeder cattle, 214.27, down 20 cents. July lean hogs, 132.65, up $1.75. August lean hogs, 132.82, up $3. October lean hogs, 113.90, up $3. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 30th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 3 cents higher, 3 cents lower in the range of 117 to 126, with a weighted average carcass price of 124.55. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were $68 to $70, 4 to 5 weighed $69 to $76, 5 to 6 weighed $75 to $79, and 6 weights and up $77 to $83. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand and moderate offerings at $85 to $92. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 16,221 head, and from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 196 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $133.53, which was at 54 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $247.28, that was $1.30 higher, with select carcasses at $238.91, and that was $1.16 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 117,000, which compared to 115,000 last week and 122,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 401,000. That compared to 379,000 last week and 424,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.25. July corn delivered to Scottville, $4.16. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.01. July beans delivered to Scottville, $13.90. June wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.55. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.25, corn at Scottville is $4.16, beans at Greenfield are $14.01, beans at Scottville are $13.90, and wheat at Scottville is $5.55. USDA released its acreage report and quarterly grain stocks report. According to DTN, USDA increased soybean acreage to the largest in history while slightly trimming corn acres. Farmers planted 84.8 million acres to soybeans this spring, an 11% increase from last year, and a new record by more than 7 million acres. USDA's acreage figure is 1.62 million acres higher than the highest pre-report estimate. USDA trimmed corn acres slightly to 91.64 million acres from its March planting estimate of 91.69 million acres. In the quarterly grain stocks report, corn stocks were estimated at 3.85 billion bushels, while soybean stocks came in at 405 million bushels, within the range of pre-report expectations. The weekly Illinois crop and weather report was released. Soybeans emerged reached 95% last week. Warm conditions and scattered showers continued as precipitation ranged from less than 1 inch in the northeast to 2.3 inches in the southwest. Statewide precipitation averaged 1.48 inches, 0.51 inches above normal for the week ending June 29th. Wheat harvest jumped from 20 to 55% complete, but is still behind the five-year average of 62%. There were 4 days suitable for field work. Average temperature was 75.7 degrees, 1.5 degrees above normal. Soybeans emerged reached 95%, ahead of the five-year average of 91%. Soybeans blooming was 9% complete compared to the five-year average of 7%. Soybean condition was rated at 74% good to excellent. Corn silking was at 4%, behind the five-year average of 14%. Corn condition was rated at 80% good to excellent. Sorghum planted reached 88%, ahead of the five-year average of 86%. Oats headed reached 84%, behind the five-year average of 94%. Pasture condition was rated at 2% poor, 24% fair, 54% good, and 20% excellent. Topsoil moisture was rated at 4% short, 78% adequate, and 18% surplus. Subsoil moisture was rated at 1% very short, 11% short, 80% adequate, and 8% surplus. The Illinois Farm Service Agency reminds agricultural producers that July 15th is the deadline to file an acreage report for spring-seeded crops. Planted acres must be reported to FSA by July 15th. The Agricultural Act of 2014 requires producers on a farm to submit annual acreage reports on all cropland. Acreage reports to FSA are considered timely filed when completed by the applicable final crop reporting deadline, which may vary from state to state. Perennial forage crop intended for grazing or haying were required to be reported last fall, whereas perennial forage crops with an intended use of cover only, green manure, left standing, or seed must be reported by July 15th. Although July 15th is the most common deadline to report acreage for spring-seeded crops, this date may be different in locations with climates that are warmer or cooler than average. Producers should contact their county FSA office if they are uncertain about acreage reporting deadlines. Failed acreage must be reported before the disposition of the crop, and prevented planted acreage for crop year 2014 only must be reported by the deadline to file an acreage report for spring-seeded crops. For questions on this or any FSA program, including specific crop reporting deadlines and planting dates, producers should contact their county FSA office or seek information online at www.fsa.usda.gov. Some farmers in our listening area have been able to get out and start harvesting their wheat crop. I spoke with Mark Miller of Minnell Milling Company about how the wheat harvest is going so far.
Well, Angela, we've gotten about 70 to 80 trucks so far. We're seeing a lot of variability in the quality up to this point, both in test weights and the head scab disease. Also, the falling number has been fairly variable as well. Haven't heard anything from anybody on yields at this point, but so it's going to be a challenging year.
All right, and I'm sure a lot of that variability has to do with a lot of the moisture we were getting. Some farmers probably had fields that were pretty badly infected with scab, and others it probably just brought the test weight down.
Oh, I would agree with that, yeah. I think that we had, you know, a significant amount of wet weather there when the crop was flowering, and that's the important time frame for head scab. I think the fields that some of the farmers got out into and sprayed with fungicide are probably in better shape than those that didn't at this point.
And when do you project that things are going to start wrapping up here? You said you've gotten about, 70 truckloads?
I think this week is actually probably going to be the busiest week. On the fields that I drive by every day, there are only a couple of them actually have been cut. Most of the fields that I drive by every day are still out in the field, so I think too. I think that some of the wheat obviously was a later variety, and they probably weren't quite ready. And then of course the clouds and little showers we've had running through here the last few days have kind of slowed everything down. So I think farmers are waiting for it to dry down, and hopefully we'll get some nice sunshine here the next few days, and they can get out there and get this crop off.
That seems to be the name of the game for the past couple weeks here, both waiting for hay and waiting for wheat harvest, for things to dry off here.
Yeah, we could certainly use a good week of nice sunshine and dry weather.
Do you have any projections on how you think the wheat crop in the area is going to end up, or is everything too scattered right now for you to give a good estimate?
Yeah, I think it is too scattered. You know, with some of the later varieties, I'm hopeful that they turn out a little bit better. Although there have been some of the early varieties or the early wheat that's been cut. I mean, we've seen some good numbers out of some of that. Also seen some poor numbers. So I'm not exactly sure what the difference is field to field. But right now variability is the word, and we're seeing things all over the board. So I hope that steadies out and gets better.
All right, so the ball's in the air right now, and we'll see where it goes in the next week or so.
Yeah, that's for sure, and I wish everybody out there a safe harvest and a happy 4th of July. We'll probably be here, if there's wheat being cut on the 4th, we'll probably be here. So wish that to everybody.
Again, that was Mark Miller with the Minnell Milling Company. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.